There's a lot of distrust from communities for some of the state and local governments. We've gotten a lot of feedback for groups and communities that are just very, very disappointed in terms of how they feel that the wetlands and how their coast was protected and how BP was or was not held accountable. So one of the keys to kind of moving the region forward, we have to build trust, and we've got to create authentic relationships with communities, not just find, you know, one community person and stick them on the board or stick them on some task force, but we really got to find some authentic ways to build trust with communities, making sure that the communities have a place at the table and they're engaged in a real way and they're engaged in a way as a peer and not necessarily as an audience. Oil is not our greatest resource. People are our greatest resource.
We're, of course, now we're several months post the capping of the oil spill. What are the big issues right now facing the Gulf Coast?
A major issue, particularly for the fishermen community and the communities that are most vulnerable, has been the claims process. You know, there's thousands of families that it has been 6 months, and these families now, their livelihood has been impacted, and many of them have not either received their claims or a lot of them have been denied claims. For example, many of the fishermen that we work with in the communities do not keep books the same way that a company keeps books. They don't sell. They don't operate their business the same way. These are small fishermen. If they're not able to provide what BP deems that it should provide as evidence, then those people who have been doing the work, who have been living off the water, who have been fishermen, they are being denied. And here we're coming up to the holiday season. All of the organizations that we work with in terms of the food banks, they're saying that they're out of food, that they've got so many fisher families that are really strapped for resources or without resources.
Let me ask you a question, Ms. Brown, because I interviewed and profiled a family down in the Gulf Shores region of Alabama who was confronting this issue. It was a family that worked, husband and wife, both in the tourism industry. He repairs, does repairs on homes that are rented out, and she does cleaning of homes that were rented out. And they were having a hard time proving how much money they had lost in the process. But part of the problem was they were taking a fair amount of their payment of their salary under the table as cash, and they weren't reporting it to the federal government for tax purposes and other reasons. And there are some folks, I'm sure, who would look at that and say, well, if you haven't been paying your taxes on that money all these years, maybe you shouldn't be getting any sort of claim.
On some level, that may be a valid argument for some. I don't think that that's kind of the case with a lot of other communities. But I think the greater thing is, you know, anyone who's working the fishing industry also knows that it's a cash-based economy. You know, it operates in some ways almost like a barter system, as a trading system. So it's particularly some of the fisher communities, some of the way that they deal with their finances, not as structured as if you were working with a company or you have an accountant, accountant. Process. I think the goal is what was the intent. I know an example of a family who in Lafitte that they actually had all of their information, but they would handwrite it in a little hand notebook. They didn't have official receipts. They had a little hand notebook that they used, and that wasn't acceptable. That was their way of keeping track of their claims, but it wasn't acceptable for the process. So I think it's unfair that the company that created the damage also creates the criteria in which the damages should be honored on.
So claims, obviously, one major issue. What's another big issue that you have right now?
People are really concerned about the health impacts. There's not a lot of information. We've been getting calls, and many of the organizations that we fund have been telling us that there has been an increase in staph infections, a major increase in respiratory issues, and rashes in the area, and a lot of the organizations that we've been funding and working with are very concerned, and scientists are very concerned that we're not seeing the kind of data to support that anyone is actually doing a really comprehensive study on the health impacts of the use of the aerosols that came from the spraying of the dispersants, or even the dispersants that were used to break up the oil. What is the long-term impact that it has on communities that a large part of their diet is seafood-based?
Why do you think that research is not being done?
We've been hearing a lot of concerns from some of the organizations that BP, as a multinational organization, has also contracted many of the research centers at some of the universities, some of the colleges, even some of the labs, and they don't feel that they're able to get independent, unbiased information to come out. So, you know, research is very, very expensive. We're hearing that there's a concern that there's not a lot of resources being put by the government to actually put out the resources for health impact studies that is able to be used by communities.
Now, you're headed to Washington, D.C., to the White House this week for an environmental justice forum. What do you hope to accomplish there?
Several things. One, I'm hoping that we can get a better understanding of where the White House and the federal government, how are they prioritizing environmental justice in this country. I am personally concerned about, you know, what is the quality of the air that we're breathing? What's the quality of the water that we're drinking? That affects all of us across the board. It doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, black, white. It doesn't matter. A second thing that I hope to come out of it is I hope that organizations that are participants are able to convey what are some of the key issues that we're concerned with across the country, and that while this may be happening in this little city in Alabama, that there is a pattern across the country. We can see some need for jobs, but at the end of the day, we don't want it at the expense of the quality of our life, and we don't want it at the expense of health.